The weather's warming up and many think of lying in the sun to get some relaxation and a tan. Others look to a shortcut, indoor tanning. That decision could change their lives. Indoor tanning raises the risk of skin cancer as well as immune suppression, eye damage, and premature aging of the skin. The World Health Organization and the United States Department of Health and Human Services has elevated tanning beds to the highest cancer risk category, Group 1, carcinogenic to humans. Subsequent research by the nation's top medical facilities, including Harvard Medical School and the Yale School of Public Health, has reinforced that finding. In New York, according to the American Cancer Society, an estimated 5,150 people will be diagnosed with melanoma, the deadliest skin cancer, this year. Researchers estimate that indoor tanning may cause upwards of 400,000 cases of skin cancer in the United States each year. UV radiation exposure, particularly from indoor tanning, is a leading risk factor for the development of skin cancers. While excessive exposure to the sun permanently increases one's cancer risk through the cumulative damage, indoor tanning compounds the risk by delivering concentrated bursts. This results in faster mutations in the body as the UV rays alter the configuration of human DNA. This explains why individuals who have used tanning beds have a much greater risk of developing skin cancers as compared to those who have never used tanning devices. The risk is significant to all users, but there has been increasing data showing the impact it can have on younger people, particularly those under the age of 18. Currently, a substantial number of young teens are using tanning beds, with use increasing with age. Among those teens, the rates were highest among female 17-year-old high school students. Peer-reviewed scientific studies strengthen the indoor tanning cancer connection. A review of 27 European studies concluded that sunbed use is associated with a significant increase in the risk of melanoma. This risk increases with the number of sunbed sessions and with initial usage at a young age, under the age of 35. The cancerous damage associated with sunbed use is substantial and could be avoided by strict regulations. When the World Health Organization determined that the UV rays found in indoor tanning booths were a human carcinogen, they also stated that individuals who used indoor tanning devices before the age of 30 increased their risk of melanoma by a whopping 75%. So facts like these have driven states like New York to ban the use of indoor tanning facilities for those under the age of 18. Those over the age of 18 need to know the facts. Under New York health regulations, in order to use an indoor tanning bed, adult users must sign a form alerting